Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be giving you my play-in preview, guys. We'll preview the games that are going to take place over the next 4 days. We'll talk about that. Then also, I wanted to talk about postseason awards, my predictions as far as who will be the candidates and who wins. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, playoffs is about to get underway this coming weekend, starting Saturday. But before that happens, you have your play-in. So I'll give you my predictions as far as that goes. And then also the postseason awards. I'll tell you who's the three finalists as far as that goes. And then I'll tell you who I think will win. So with all that said, let's not delay. Let's get into it. So we'll look at the Eastern Conference first and then the West. In the East, you have your first games, and that'll be Atlanta, who finished 40-42, going up against Orlando, who went 41-41. So this is your teams fighting for that seventh seed, guys. So this is the 7-8 matchup. And in this, as far as Orlando will be the home team, they're 22-19 at home. And on the road, Atlanta is 19-22. Key matchups for me, Trae Young versus Cole Anthony. I think that's obviously a primary matchup there. Trae Young, who led the league in assists, going against the likes of a Cole Anthony. Mind you, they'll have no Jalen Suggs at this point. So it's Cole Anthony. Probably you'll see Anthony Black on him as well. So they have the unenviable task of slowing down Trae Young for tonight. And then another matchup I'll be looking at, Zachary Richardson versus Paolo Banchero. Paolo Banchero has been playing all NBA basketball since he's come back from that injury, guys. So the rookie's going to have his hands full tonight. Well, as of this recording, with Paolo Banchero. So that's going to be an intriguing matchup. And then one I think will fly under the radar, guys. Dyson Daniels, who's had a heck of a season, going up against Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You have the young gun there, the guy who led the league in steals, versus the 3-and-D guy, the veteran, who's been around, won championships. So this will be a very interesting matchup. I think one that'll fly under the radar. Keys to victory tonight for the Hawks. I think they got to dominate inside with Kongwu, guys. I think Kongwu, you're going to have to get him going. The Orlando center situation, I'm not thrilled with. You know, you have Wendell Carter there. You have Go-Go. You have him as well. So I'm not thrilled with the center situation. But Okongwu, I think, can get his. Then also, too, you'll have Clint Capella coming off your bench. So there's that. You're going to need poise play from Trae Young. You know, not too many mistakes on his end for them to get this victory. And then also, too, I think they need their bench to give them a lift. And actually, they got good bench production out of Caris LeVert and also Gorgas Niang, since they came over in that trade coming from Cleveland. So those guys can give them a lift. That gives them a shot. Keys for the Magic. I think the Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner duo. Guys, they have been the one of the best duos going down the stretch. Of course, you have your LeBron and Lucas. You have your Jason Tatum's and Jaylen Brown. Even to a lesser extent, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams. But these two have been as good as any tandem in the league, especially down the stretch. And then Cole Anthony's point guard play. They're going to have, I understand, I get it. Sometimes they put the ball in Franz Wagner's hands and he can dish it. Also Banchero, but I think Cole Anthony, he's going to have to run the show here. And then protect home court. Last year, they were great at home. This year, you know, with the early injuries to Paolo and Franz, their record dip, but this is still a team that knows how to play on its home court. So my prediction for tonight, I think Orlando's going to get it, guys. I think they'll get it tonight, forcing Atlanta to play in that Thursday game. That's the way I'm seeing it as far as that goes. And then the other game in the East, the Miami Heat at 37-45, going up against Chicago Bulls at 39-43. So you have the 9 seed and the 10th seed going up against each other for the rights to play later in the week, play in that matchup there. So the way I'm looking at it, guys, the way I'm seeing it, let's talk about the matchups. But before we do that, as far as Chicago's home record, 18-23, and on the road to the Heat, 17-23. So it's kind of split even as far as that goes. Key matchup for tonight, Tyler Hero versus Kevin Huerter. Kevin Huerter, who's come over at the trade deadline, been playing pretty good for Chicago. And then Tyler Hero, the all-star, who's had a stellar year. Also, too, I think it's going to be a combination of Khalil Ward and Bam Adebayo going up against Nikola Vucevic. I think that combination is going to have to contain Vucevic in this game. And then Jami Jaquez against Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey on the low has had a solid year, guys. A very solid year. And you have the young player Jaquez going to have to find a way to slow him a bit. And then the one that's going to be the most intriguing to me, Davion Mitchell versus Kobe White. Kobe White has been one of the hottest players down the stretch. He's won back-to-back players of the week in the East. So that's how good he's been playing, guys. So Mitchell's going to have to slow him down, guys. He's going to have to slow him down. So should be interesting tonight. Keys to victory for Miami. You need the all-star Tyler Hero to show up. Because he's going to have to match Kobe White. Because Kobe White's been on a tear, guys. And then you're going to need vintage Bam. The Bam who can lock down your center, who can get his offense as well. That's who you need tonight. And then the keys for the Bulls, continue their hot play. Guys, they finished in the month of March and May 15-7, guys. So they were getting hot at the right time going into these this play-in. And then Josh Giddey, like I said, he's the wild card in all this. If he's able to do all the things that he's able to do, score, rebound, and assist, this will go a long way for this club. And then they need solid bench play from guys like Patrick Williams. He's been coming off their bench, guys. They've been starting Matt Bucellis at the forward position. So thus having Patrick Williams come off the bench. Jalen Smith, he's been a godsend coming off the bench for them. Talon Horton Tucker, he's been a solid bench player. And Zach Collins also. So they have a strong bench, guys. And they're going to have to take advantage against Miami. I'm predicting Chicago winning, guys. I'm predicting that Chicago will protect their home court and they'll get the win, guys, which will set up a Atlanta versus Chicago matchup. And in that, again, I say the matchup I'll be looking at, if that were to happen, Trae Young versus Kobe White. I think that's going to be an absolute war between those two guys. And then also, you'll definitely need Vucevic to step up in that game against Atlanta, given their situation at center. So, and then that game will probably be in Atlanta. So, I'm picking Chicago for the upset. So I'm saying Orlando getting that 7th seed and Chicago getting that 8th seed, which would make for a compelling first round matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers if that was the case. And then Orlando matching up against Boston, I think that could be a very intriguing matchup as well. I'll talk about that once everything is solidified. So that's your East, guys. Let's talk about the West. And this matchup is a biggie. The Memphis Grizzlies at 48-34 facing the Golden State Warriors, who also finished 48-34. At home, Golden State 24-17. Could have been 25-16 if they took care of business on Sunday, but that's a story for another day. And then Memphis, 22-19 on the road. Nothing to sneeze at. That's if you can finish above 500 on the road, guys, you're doing good. So there's that. But your key matchup, guys, I think this goes without saying. Ja Morant versus Steph Curry. That is a matchup where whoever wins that matchup, I think, wins the game in my eyes. So that's going to be an intriguing one. If Ja Morant has his head on straight in this matchup, it could be a nightmare for Golden State. And then Jaren Jackson Jr. versus Jimmy Butler. I think that's going to be an intriguing matchup also. Jaren Jackson Jr., a fine defender, somebody very long who can give Jimmy Butler trouble. And then this one will fly under the radar, but I think it's intriguing. Desmond Bain versus Brandon Podemski. I think that could be a very intriguing, low-key matchup that I think Memphis can get the best of that one. If all goes according to plan. Keys for Memphis tonight, they got to fight adversity, guys. You know, a few weeks ago, they fired their coach, Taylor Jenkins. So now you have the new guy at the helm there for them. So that's going to be of major interest as far as that goes. And then also, too, you got to think about this. the Jalen Wells injury, I think that also, he was a starter for them guys, and now he's out for the year with the wrist and the concussion injury that he sustained going up for a slam. So, of course, we're wishing the best for the young man that he recovers and comes out on the other side. And then their big three must play big. Ja Morant, this is what they brought you here for, to rise and shine at these moments here. Jaren Jackson Jr., it goes without saying, they need you. And then Desmond Bane. So if these guys play to their capabilities, it could be a rough night for Golden State. For Golden State, keys of victory, Steph has to be Steph, guys. He's been hot and cold in this series between the Grizzlies. So they're going to need him to show up and show out. And then will playoff Jimmy show up? They're going to need him to show up, guys. So we'll see what happens. My prediction tonight, I'm not 100% confident with it, but I think Golden State will protect their home floor. I believe they will. I'd be stunned to see if that doesn't happen. Thus, putting Golden State in a matchup with the Warriors. Not Golden State against the Warriors. Golden State versus the Houston Rockets. So, that's what I'm looking at with that, guys. And then in the 9-10 matchup, the Dallas Mavericks at 39-43 going up against Sacramento at 40-42. Sacramento at home, just 20-21. And Dallas on the road, 17-24. Key matchups. Anthony Davis versus Keegan Murray. It sounds like a mismatch on paper, but Keegan Murray can get after it. So, and then, of course, the key with Anthony Davis's health, as always. Daniel Gafford, I think it's a combination of Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively going up against Domantas Sabonis, the man who's led the league in rebounding. And, you know, he's able to play make from that center position. Those two guys are going to have to hold him and keep him at bay. And then I think it'll be a combination of Klay Thompson and Max Christie holding down Zach LaVine and not letting him go off. And then Najee Marshall versus DeMar DeRozan, which should be an intriguing matchup as well. Keys for Dallas. AD, he's got to show up. You know, you come over in that Luka deal, and the Dallas fans are already on pins and needles, guys. So you need a classic AD performance tonight in order for Dallas to advance. And the bigs must stifle Sabonis. I talked about it just a few minutes ago. They're going to have to, you know, keep Sabonis from doing what he does. So you need that. And then also you're going to need bench production tonight also. For the Sacramento Kings, I think it's simple. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, who had their moments with Chicago when they were together over there and playing games and didn't quite deliver. You're in a different situation now. The Sacramento Kings, I think he have a better team that you're looking at here. So if these guys bring it tonight, it's a wrap. And I think the wild card in this is Keegan Murray. He's a guy who can launch it from three. So if he's able to get his in this game, it's going to be a long night for Dallas. And Sacramento can take Dallas out of the misery because they have not had an easy go of it since that trade of Luka. So My prediction, I'm saying Sacramento protects home court and gets the win, guys. Setting up a Memphis versus Sacramento, and in that, I'll take Memphis. I think Memphis kind of has a chip on their shoulder, so I think they'll be able to, and plus they'll be in Memphis, so I think they'll be able to get the win in that. So, thus setting up Memphis taking on OKC in the first round, which I think will be a very interesting matchup, and one that I don't think is all that easy, to be honest with you, but I'll leave that for when everything shakes out. And then, like I said, Golden State versus Houston, a very, very, very intriguing matchup, and I'll talk about that once it comes to fruition. So, all right, guys, so that is your preview of the play-in. Let us continue. Postseason awards, guys. So here's what I'm predicting. I'll give you all the different categories. As far as the clutch player, in my estimation, it'll probably be Steph Curry. It'll probably be Jalen Brunson of my New York Knicks. And the third person, you can pick from a variety of people. I think it'll be chiefly those two guys. And I think Steph could end up getting it, squeezing out Jalen Brunson, I think. So that's the way I'm predicting that. So let's continue. Coach of the year. I think this is as tough a year as you've ever seen in this regard. You have Kenny Atkinson, who led the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 64-18 record. They came out the gate hard and fast, guys, 15-0 to start the season, and they've been rolling ever since. So Kenny Atkinson coming into a new situation, guys, and having that team atop of the East. So I think he's a candidate. Mark Daigneault, guy who ended up winning last year, I think he's in the running again with a 68-14 record, guys. That's tied for the fifth best record ever in the NBA, tied with the Boston Celtics of 1972-73 for fifth best record. So I think he's in the mix. And then M.A. Udoka, guys. His Houston Rockets finished 52-30, guys. I knew they were on the come up. I actually thought they'd be on the come up last year, but that wasn't to be. But this year, they have been as good as I thought they would be. So M.A. Udoka, I think, gets consideration. But I think it'll be tough, guys, but I think Kenny Atkinson ends up getting it as far as that goes. Most improved player, I think it'll be out of three guys. I thought Norman Powell had a shot at this, but he falls like a game short. So it's a possibility because of last year, the way they did it with Alperen Sengun, how he was able to be a part of that, which I still couldn't figure out, but it is what it is. So I'm predicting these three, provided that they don't include Norman Powell. They could include him with some nefarious sort of way. We'll see. But I'm predicting Kay Cunningham. I think he'll be in the mix. He played in 70. Well, I won't give the stats. I'll just leave that be for when the time comes. But Cade Cunningham, who's had an impressive year all around, his numbers are up. He's played 8 more games this season. His scoring is up, guys. Rebounds, assists. Last year, he had no triple-doubles. This year, he has 9. His shooting percentage is up, 3-point percentage even. Double-doubles, way up. So, Cade Cunningham, I think, is a candidate for most improved. Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think he's in the mix for most improved player. His scoring is up, rebounds up, assists slightly up. But his shooting percentages are down, guys. I think that's because he's just shooting it more. So there's that. And then Josh Hart, guys. I think he could be in the mix if Norman Powell doesn't get in there. Guys, his scoring is up, his rebounding is up. Assists is up. His field goal percentage way up, guys. His 3-point percentage slightly up as well. And as far as triple doubles, that's up. And his double doubles are way up. So I think it could be those three guys. Again, I think they can play some funny business and put Norman Powell in there, who's deserving, by the way. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying he's short of the game's equivalent. So there's that. But I think when all is said and done, Cade Cunningham wins the award. Let us continue. Sixth man of the year. Here's your three guys. Peyton Pritchard for the Boston Celtics, who's had a fantastic year coming off the bench. I think he's in the running, guys. I would have said DeAndre Hunter, but he falls a game short. So could they slip him in? And then also, too, he's played with 2 different teams this year. So, but maybe he can squeeze into the mix. In fact, he is the leading scorer coming off the bench, by the way. DeAndre Hunter is. So it's possible they could squeeze him in there. Maybe kind of like Norman Powell with the most improved player. It's possible. So there's that. And Ty Jerome, guys. Ty Jerome for the Cleveland Cavaliers has had a very good year for them, coming off their bench, giving them firepower and running the show as well, subbing for Darius Garland. So if they don't include Hunter, I would put Russell Westbrook in there as the third option here, who's, mind you, he's come off the bench more than he started. He's played in 75 games, and he started in 36. So that still gives him a nice number of games that he hasn't started. So there's that. But I think when all is said and done, I think Peyton Pritchard gets the award, in my estimation. Defensive Player of the Year. I heard actually Stephen A. on there today talking about Draymond Green getting Defensive Player of the Year. I'm not in that camp, guys. I'm not in that camp whatsoever as far as him being defensive player. I don't see it. Here's my three candidates, guys. Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Dyson Daniels for the Atlanta Hawks, who's had a fantastic year. Again, he's led the league in steals, and nobody comes close to him. And then Jaren Jackson Jr. for the Memphis Grizzlies. So I think it will be amongst those three guys. And I think there's a groundswell for Evan Mobley to win it. But I'm kind of in the Dyson Daniels camp, to be honest with you. I think he's more deserving of it. But I can see Evan Mobley end up winning it. It will not be Draymond Green. I don't see that at all. I know Stephen A. want to blow smoke up Draymond's behind, but I don't see him as a candidate whatsoever. Will he get votes? Of course he will. He's Draymond Green. But I don't think he's amongst the top three, not in my eyes. So there's that. Excuse me. Rookie of the year. Now, guys, I got to admit to you, this was tough. This was tough. So I kind of went chalk a bit. But I think if this guy was around, we wouldn't even be talking about any of these guys because he would win it right outright. Jarrett McCain for the Philadelphia 76ers. He was playing fantastic until he tore up his knee. So Jarrett McCain, I thought, was a shoo-in for player of the year the way he was playing, although it was early. But that wasn't to be. So here's where I'm going, guys. Alex Saar of the Washington Wizards, I think he'll be in the mix. You know, he's started most of the year. He's played fine. I think he'll be in the running. Zachary Richichet for the Atlanta Hawks, I think he'll be in the running as well for this. And also Stephon Castle of the San Antonio Spurs. And I think Stephon Castle gets the Rookie of the Year award, I think. I think with all is said and done, he gets it. Which leads us to the MVP, guys. You have, of course, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's leading the clubhouse in a lot of people's eyes for OKC. He led the league in scoring, guys. He's been solid all around. And he's the best player for the best team in the NBA. So there's something to be said for that. Then you have Nikola Jokic with a historic season for a center, finishing with a triple-double, guys. He was third in scoring, third in rebounds, and second in assists, guys. Wow, that's the kind of season he had. He led the league in triple-doubles, and he was right up there when it came to double-doubles as well, guys. So, Nikola Jokic, always in the running. And then Giannis Antetokounmpo, you can always include him in the mix each and every year with the numbers he produces. Second in scoring, sixth in rebounding, and amongst the leaders in double-doubles, and he had 11 triple-doubles, guys. I understand, I get it. You know, some people can try to make a case for Jason Tatum, but I think, once again, he kind of falls short in that regard. So I think it will be amongst Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Joker, and Giannis. Who wins it? All signs are pointing to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but I don't put it past these voters with the kind of season that Jokic had of him squeezing out and winning. So I think a lot's going to rest on not only the first place votes, how the second place votes and the third place votes go. I think a lot's going to rest on that because once you tally everything up, I think that's going to be where the with where your trouble lies. So with that said, I'm going SGA, but I'm not confident in it. I'll be honest with you. I know he's having an incredible year for the best team in the NBA, but this historic season that Joker had, he's flirted with a triple-double, averaging a triple-double for a few seasons now. Now that he's done it, I think the voters could reward him with an MVP. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be very intriguing to see. So we'll see what happens. All right, guys. So that is it for this episode. Guys, I have the WNBA draft. I have the recap of that. We'll be doing that. And then, of course, the playoffs. I'll give you my playoff preview as well. So all that's coming soon. Guys, I thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is what keeps this show going, guys. Even in my sickness, I come on here and give you guys content. So I appreciate each and every one of you, as always. All things basketball with GD.com is the website, guys. There my episodes are, my shorts, my donate buttons are there. I have three of them. PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, and Spotify Donate is there. Cash App, I always have it in the scroll, guys. $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. That's the Cash App. Guys, I'm on YouTube. I put my links on Blue Sky, on LinkedIn. As far as links to the show, I do it there. Also, guys, I'm on all podcast platforms, including Apple. I'm there also. Wherever you see the videos, like those. Give great reviews, guys. 5 stars, if you could, please. Thank you. And then socials, TikTok, while it's running, IG, Blue Sky, and some Facebook. And that's about it. Thank you for listening, as always, guys. Much appreciated. And we will talk soon. Take care.